And now our winners. First, the Physiology Prize. The Ig Nobel Prize in Physiology is presented to Anna Wilkinson of the UK, Natalie Sabans of the Netherlands, Hungary, and Austria, Isabella Mandel of Austria, and Ludwig Huber of Austria for their study, No Evidence of Contagious Yawning in the Red-Footed Tortoise.
So what a lot of my research does is it looks at cognition in reptiles. And we've found that they actually have phenomenal cognitive abilities, some of which we thought only humans possessed about 20 or 30 years ago. And of course, this has really important implications in terms of their welfare when they're being kept as pets, and also in terms of conservation. So if we can understand what controls their decisions, we can understand what we need to conserve in their natural habitat.
So in terms of yawning, you would say that humans have contagious yawning, would you?
Absolutely, yes.
So if you see somebody else yawn, you have that feeling that you might want to go the same way.
Exactly, yes.
So why doesn't the red-footed tortoise do the same?
Well, there are three hypotheses as to what controls contagious yawning. And most of the research which has looked at this has actually gone for the very high-level one, that empathy controls it, so that we understand the mental states of others, and this is what makes us yawn as well. And so we wanted to test this hypothesis to see if it really was true. And so we thought we would try it with a species which has absolutely no evidence of empathy at all. So that's why we use the red-footed tortoise. And I was totally convinced that they would do this. And we tried and tried and tried, and we found absolutely no evidence. So it does suggest that maybe a high-level mechanism does control the behaviour.
And was there any crossover? If you saw a red-footed tortoise yawn, would you start yawning?
I didn't, no. However, when I was writing the paper, I couldn't stop yawning.
That's not very good. It's your paper.
I know.